There's a Camel in Our Bathroom by Nancy Christensen. Our nativity came alive this Christmas as we tried a little experiment. Our usual tradition is to keep baby Jesus wrapped as a special gift to be opened first on Christmas morning. This year, our decorations went up later than usual, so the Kids Church Christmas program was fresh in our minds, with thoughts of the wise men's long journey following the star particularly clear. Instead of setting all the nativity guests in the place in the stable under the tree, just waiting for the star attraction, we added more space. The kids found fields for the shepherds and sheep, and home lands for the wise men and their camels. The only figures who moved before Jesus arrived were the sheep and the shepherds, looking for fresh pasture to graze in. The anticipation filled the kids with excitement and wonder. When will these journeys begin? I will admit it was a little startling for a while to meet the wise men in the bathroom and the one in the pantry between the cereal boxes. But it really brought home the timeline of events of that first Christmas for our whole family. Baby Jesus arrived on Christmas morning, and the shepherds met the assorted heavenly host dangling in the hallway before they headed to the stable. The wise men finally spotted the biggest and brightest wooden star ornament hanging over the stable, and took their time journeying across the house so that they arrived on January 6th, Epiphany. For us, Christmas became more than just one night. In fact, I hadn't realized how effective this little experiment was until after the wise men's visit, when my son suddenly panicked that all the figures had to go home, and Mary, Joseph, and Jesus had to get out of there. Alarmed, I questioned what was wrong, and he replied, "Nobody stayed, Mom. Besides, Herod is after Jesus, and they have to get to Egypt." The Holy Family made it to Egypt safely, and the others returned home. God's story of his greatest gift filled us with the passion that only he can stir in our hearts. And I think we began a new family tradition. May your Christmas be more than just one holy night.